Hi everyone, Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials here, and welcome to this Monday, March 30th edition of the ACT Brief. Kicking off this week, in part two of her recent video interview, Cheryl Cole of AllMat Clinical Technologies examined why current eClinical technology often prioritizes data infrastructure over the day-to-day needs of busy site teams. A truly guided workflow experience should simplify execution rather than obscure it behind fragmented systems. Up next, in a new contributed article, Charles Castano, Chief Technology Officer at LabConnect, addressed the last-mile dilemma where precision medicine meets outdated logistics. By integrating digital capture at point of care, real-time logistics adjustments, and consistent data formatting across labs, organizations can prevent sample degradation and reduce the manual workload that consumes scientific capacity on repetitive protocol management tasks. And finally, a look back on March 11th, the FDA launched the Adverse Event Monitoring System, consolidating seven separate databases into a single platform for drugs, biologics, vaccines, and cosmetics. The shift to real-time publication replaces quarterly releases, reducing lag between safety signal emergence and visibility to manufacturers and researchers. However, the simultaneous FDA letter to Novo Nordisk regarding unreported semaglutide deaths underscores that infrastructure improvements alone cannot replace manufacturer reporting compliance and timeliness. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.